The 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
Police in Northern Ireland have requested additional officers from forces in Britain to help combat possible violence in the coming days. The request was issued following a number of arson and other attacks on businesses and homes owned by members of ethnic minorities. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Violence flared in Belfast last Saturday after protesters who had attended an anti-immigration rally targeted a number of businesses owned by ethnic minorities. There have been a series of other racially motivated attacks in the days since. The PS Nine has now requested additional officers from other forces in Britain to help police a number of events this weekend. The request indicates the police are concerned there could be further violence. Owners of some of the businesses targeted by rioters have criticised the PSNI, accusing police of not doing enough to protect them. In a direct message to members of Northern Ireland's Muslim community, the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher has pledged that his officers will be standing beside you and standing in harm's way. The Stormont Assembly is holding a special meeting today to discuss the violence. Stormont's First and Deputy First Ministers Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little-Pengelly have said there must be a zero-tolerance approach to racism and wanton destruction. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
Three Taylor Swift concerts that were due to have been held in the Austrian capital Vienna this week have been cancelled. The Austrian government said terrorists planned to launch an attack on the venue, the Ernst Happel Stadium, and that a tragedy had been averted. Two suspects have been arrested. The number of privately registered landlords renting homes to tenants in Ireland rose by almost 7% to more than 100,000 between the middle of last year and March of this year. The figures also show that the proportion of private tenancies associated with small landlords with just one tenancy remained roughly static across the same period at around 26%. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
This information is contained in a new public data hub launched by the Residential Tenancies Board, which for the first time allows users access more in-depth information about the Irish rental sector. It shows that at the end of March, there were just over 230,000 private tenancies registered, up almost 8% over the previous 9 months, with increases recorded in every quarter. However, the data doesn't explain why there's been such a rise, which could be due to the shortage of houses to buy, population increases, or higher compliance among landlords with registration rules. The data also shows the number of private registered landlords rose nearly 7% over the same time frame to a little over 103,000. The number of small landlords with just one tenancy remained broadly static over the 9 months, despite claims from representative organisations that small landlords are leaving the market, while the proportion of private tenancies associated with large landlords owning 100 or more properties increased from 9.5% to 11.2%, suggesting larger institutional landlords continue to see the Irish market as an attractive investment proposition.
A report today suggests it's becoming more difficult for people outside Dublin to secure a home under the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme. The locked-out report by the Simon Communities says there were no properties to rent within standard or discretionary HAP limits in the majority of areas surveyed nationwide. On day 13 of the Olympic Games in Paris, three Irish athletes are competing. Runner Rashida Adeleke qualified for the women's 400 metres final last night after coming second in the event's semi-finals. From Paris, Damien O'Mara reports.
With so much focus in advance on her potential at these games, Rashida Adeleke last night wrote another chapter in her already impressive career, ensuring that she will become the first Irish female athlete to compete in a sprint final at an Olympics. She ran a time of 49.95 seconds outside her personal and seasonal best to finish second in her semi-final and advance to Friday's 400 metres decider. The big winner on the track last night was America's Quincy Hall. He justified his position as the world number one, winning an impressive men's 400 metres in a personal best time of 43.40. Day 13 of the Games will provide one of the more sedate schedules for Team Ireland. Kate O'Connor competes in the opening four disciplines in the women's heptathlon, while Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow play the second round of the women's golf competition. Both are well down the field after disappointing opening rounds yesterday. Damien O'Mara, RTE News, Paris.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building? Take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dull and misty today with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. There may be heavy showers later with freshening winds. It'll be humid with highest temperatures ranging from 17 to 21 degrees.